Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Amy Gillam, Branch Manager for African Climate Reality Project. Amy, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you.
It's really a great pleasure. What we wanted to try and understand is we often speak about Johannesburg being one of the greatest urban forests in the world. Johannesburg is that. But how does South Africa do in general in terms of deforestation, our trees? Give us an overview as to how we are doing.
Sure. So I think the first thing to say is that firstly, deforestation, when we speak about it, it's specifically referring to when indigenous forests are cleared and converted into other land uses. So it's essentially that permanent destruction of our indigenous woodlands and forests, whereas, you know, Johannesburg, those would be urban forests. So in looking at South Africa, I think it's also important to understand the context. So, you know, the forests of Southern Africa tend to be less abundant than in regions nearer the equator, like the Congo Basin. So having said that, deforestation does occur in South Africa, and this is primarily due to wood fuel collection. So people, you know, needing to, cook food, and so they collect wood. And so I think just to give an example in terms of where South Africa is in terms of deforestation compared to other countries, between 2002 and 2020, South Africa lost 11.2 kilos per hectare of primary indigenous forests, whereas if you compare that to the Republic of Congo, they lost about 350 kilos per hectare of primary forest over that exact same period.
Right. So we actually are in better shape than the rest.
Yes, and I think it's a complex answer. Mm. I mean, it's a complex question, given that our forests do tend to be less abundant. So there's that on the one hand.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, I mean, on the Highveld, for example, I mean, do we even have any forests, natural indigenous forests?
Technically, in the Highveld, we're not supposed to have any trees at all. You know, typically the ecosystem is one that, you know, is not supposed to have forests. Many of the trees that have been planted were planted, you know, during colonialism, were brought over from other parts of the world. So they're not actually indigenous trees that are not, and I think importantly, they're not endemic to the region per se.
So that's in those areas. Where are our natural forests in South Africa?
So many of our natural forests tend to be, I think it's in the Eastern Cape. And then along, I think, the west western side of South Africa. So I would say in many of those areas, as well as in parts of KwaZulu-Natal. But I think a large part is concentrated in the Eastern Cape.
What's the situation in Mpumalanga, where we've got the paper manufacturers or the paper producers, and we see those forests? Are those not natural forests?
So those would, I mean, I don't have specific knowledge of Mpumalanga per se. We did a report looking at Africa as a whole and then kind of looked at an overview of South Africa. It didn't go specifically into each province. But from what you're saying, I would imagine those are planted forests, you know, specifically to, you know, deal with the pulp industry. So I would imagine that those are not indigenous forests. And I think many of our forests that we do drive past, have been planted and are not necessarily endemic.
On the whole, are South Africans more aware than our neighbors and the rest of Africa with regard to the importance of forests?
That's, again, it's a complex question. I think perhaps there is more awareness. There's certainly more policies and a little bit more regulation in place in South Africa. I think the implementation of those policies and regulations is where we face some of the same challenges as many other countries. Having said that, I think we do have more awareness perhaps around the importance of indigenous trees.
Mm-hmm.
So in parts of the country, we are seeing that alien invasive species are being pulled down, are being cut down, and replaced with indigenous trees. So I think in that sense, there is perhaps more awareness around the importance of having indigenous versus planted or alien invasive species.
And that's unfortunately where we have to leave it. It is 7:26. Amy Gunham, the branch manager of African Climate Reality Project, speaking to us about deforestation in Africa and in South Africa.